Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That ain't the one I thought it was. Anyways, trying to be thematic here because I had a direction I wanted to go in. Washington Post, and we'll go towards the phones in just a minute. So, you know, I'm multifaceted. Yeah, I can go left, I can go right. You never can tell. 844-967-2789. I want to bring you just the conclusion of an opinion piece at the Washington Post. And it deserves just a little bit of setup, but I'm just going to conclude with it. Here's the headline. Will Trump's love affair with Putin finally be the breaking point for Republicans? I doubt it. Max Boot is the columnist here. And I'm just going to read from the beginning and then the end. For years, I've been hoping that some outrage would finally turn the Republican Party against Donald Trump. And for years, I've been bitterly disappointed. Trump survived describing Mexican immigrants as criminals, drug dealers, rapists, insulting John McCain for being a POW, mocking a disabled reporter, bragging about grabbing women by their private parts, calling neo-Nazis very fine people, arguably obstructing justice to block a probe of his campaign dealings with Russia, fawning over vicious dictators, lying nonstop, engaging in personal, I don't even know that word. You stumped me. I won't use it because I'll mispronounce it. Calling the media the enemy of the people. Yeah, I feel that personally sometimes. You know, if only I were better read and had a broader vocabulary, I might be able to fight back better. Anyways, more from Boots writing. Separating immigrant children from their parents, mismanaging the COVID-19 pandemic, trying to extort Ukraine for helping him politically, refusing to accept his election defeat, inciting a mob attack on the U.S. Capitol, and too many scandals to list. That's the guy. You know his resume. I mean, if we think about it, these have been some challenging years. 2016 forward, worst years of my life. No offense to my wife and kids. It's not them. It's the world we live in now. And in no small part, it's Donald Trump's doing. But it's not just Donald Trump, because Trump does not live in a vacuum. Trump does not, you know, win elections in a vacuum. Trump is the leader of the Republican Party because they want him to be. Because they love his ass. Here's the conclusion of this piece, this Max Boost piece. Former Attorney General William Barr, let's not forget, he's got the new book out, one damn thing after another. Former Attorney General William P. Barr is sadly typical. In his new memoir, he admitted that Trump has neither the temperament nor the persuasive powers to provide the kind of positive leadership that is needed. He even said in an interview that Trump was responsible in the broad sense of the word for the January 6th attack on the Capitol. He calls the prospect of another Trump candidacy dismaying. Yet says that if Trump got the nomination in 2024, he will still support him. Because I believe the greatest threat to the country is the progressive agenda being pushed by the Democratic Party. It's inconceivable to me that I wouldn't vote for the Republican nominee. We played that sound yesterday. Samantha Guthrie, NBC News. Bill Barr, the low-rated interview with Bill Barr from Sunday night. So here's the concluding paragraph of Max Boot's column here at the Washington Post. In short, for most Republicans, partisanship trumps, pardon the word, any principle, any devotion to our democracy, because most Republicans hate Democrats more than they hate Russia. Trump likely doesn't have to worry about Putinphilia will cost him a significant amount of support with his base, no matter how many civilians Putin slaughters. Because it's a cult of personality. Doesn't matter what he says or does, he changes his tune. He moves the goalpost. You know, one day it's black, the next day it's white. Remember Kim Jong-un and the way he treated the band? Oh, he's going to shock and awe him effectively. And then he's in love with Kim Jong-un. So in love, he took the love letters back to Mar-a-Lago. Didn't flush those down the toilet. So, you know, anyways. Republicans, I have no respect for you if you support Donald Trump. at this late hour. I have no respect. And it goes beyond that. I mean, you are complicit at this late hour. And your Putin-philia, it's a little sick, a little twisted. Especially you, Tucker. Talk about that in a minute. Let's get to the phones first. 844-967-2789. My pal Dick from the garage somewhere in Madison, I suspect. Where you at, Dick? Hello, Dick.
Hello. Oh, yeah, you mentioned the Bill Barr Alternative History Tour. That's been fun, too, hasn't it?
Yes, the Restore My Broken Reputation, because, you know...
Yeah, let's make sure they don't come for me, because I'm as big a crook as he is.
Well, it's beyond being a crook. I mean, I don't know if Barr was in it necessarily for personal financial gain. I mean, that's... When I look at a crook, I think, guy's making money. He's got robbing the place. Kind of like Donald Trump did.
Yeah, that's...
But Bill Barr, you know, Bill Barr is what is in it for the unitary executive? Is in it for the all powerful? I mean, what a strange thing to throw your reputation and history upon the throne of the unitary executive.
Yeah. Oh, I digress from what I was going to talk about, this oil situation. You go all the way back to the first embargo in 73. And one of our responses was, you know, we'll build some small cars. And part of that was our fault. First small cars they gave us were junk. And then they stood back, the big three, and said, oh, why are we losing the market share to the Japanese cars? Well, they thought it was going to be a short term, from what I've read. And it wasn't. And, you know, they gave us throwaway cars. But we just keep chasing our tail the same direction. I mean, the price keeps going up. And we keep buying a bigger fleet, then we go back to something smaller when this happens. But to the oil companies gouging, wouldn't it have been great in World War II if Ford and GM and Chrysler and all the big manufacturers would have said, I don't know about building planes and tanks. I'm not into that. You know, I just can't get on board with
it. It's not going to pad your profit margin enough, Henry?
Right. And there was something, I believe, that Kennedy, way back, Ted Kennedy, didn't he sponsor something called a windfall profits tax that they wanted to, you know, you'll never get that. These oil companies have been doing this to us forever, but yet the Republicans will turn around and put out a bumper sticker. They'll gouge you, but we'll blame Biden.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming.
Here is the quick definition of a windfall tax. Is a tax levied by governments against certain industries when economic conditions allow those industries to experience above average profits. Well, that certainly seemingly fits the definition there, Dick.
Sure does. And back in World War II, it would have been called war profiteering if they would have decided to try and rip the government off, you know, for all kinds of money to build planes, tanks, and armament. You know, but, you know, that was the patriotic thing back then. Now it's kind of like, no big deal.
Well, technically, we're not in the war. So, you know, you got to make the money when you can, right?
Well, that's
shock
true.
Doctrine.
Right. Yeah.
And Dick.
That's true.
Do you recall, because you know what? I recall when gas cost more than this in the past. Do you recall
yes,
that?
In 2008. I mean,
yeah, man, yes. We saw this under
Summer
Bush.
Summer of 2008, I was in Milwaukee for work one day down there. And my workmate and I that day, you know, we were looking at, it was approaching, in Wisconsin I'm talking, it was almost $5 down in the Milwaukee area.
Now, 2 years ago, during the pandemic, when the whole world was shut down, gas was awfully cheap.
They bring that up.
What's that?
And they brought that up, but you're comparing apples to oranges there, these people that bring that up. We're
well,
in the height
of a pandemic.
The
same people
consumption's way down.
The same people that don't want to give the Biden administration any sort of credit, Dick, for the 7.2 million jobs created on Joe Biden's watch, because mm-hmm. You know those jobs all existed. They were just pre-pandemic jobs, and now they came back. Well, guess what? They came back, right? And we've seen 7.2 million jobs on Joe Biden's watch. But you're not supposed to give Joe Biden any credit for that. But you're supposed to somehow give Trump credit for cheap gas prices during a pandemic.
Yeah, and they came back at better wages also. They don't like bringing that up either. Of course, they don't like anybody to get ahead.
Well, you know, just wait until you reelect the Republicans so Ron Johnson can repeal your Obamacare, Dick. Appreciate you listening in the garage. We'll take more of your phone calls. 844 844- 967-2789. Wisco, I guess we'll take you now. Wisco Paul, how you doing?
Hey, nice call, Dick. A lot of truth there. And good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call, Crudy. You know, everybody's got big pickup trucks now, and they're not going to handle the gas spike very well. And as far as the Republicans go, it does not matter what Biden does. They're going to hate it. It's been a hard 2 days. I started watching Fox News, and if you watch Hannity or Tucker, it's hard for me to watch. They're in some other universe. I don't know how to explain it, but I guess if I watched that all the time, I'd walk around mad all the time. But no matter what Biden does, it's bad. And as far as I can see, I don't know what's it all about on Fox. I don't call it news. It must be about ratings or working people up or whatever. But it's just an amazing.
Well, they hate the Democrats and Joe Biden worse than they hate Russia. And you're absolutely right. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on the show, specifically in regards to Tucker Carlson, Paul. The guy used to be on MSNBC. He's a little tougher on Putin then. And it wasn't just the audience. But you know what? He wasn't very popular. Eventually, his show got canceled. But he goes over to Fox News, and he just basically picks whatever the oppositional position is to Joe Biden. And if that means supporting Putin, so be it, dude. But he's the number one rated host in cable news.
Well, Crudy, it's amazing. And what they've been able to do is make Democrats the enemy, almost to the point where if you tell somebody you're a Democrat, not everybody, you're against the Republicans. You're the enemy. And
come on, I mean, Trump literally, Wisco Paul, until you've been in a Trump rally and surrounded by a bunch of Trumpsters, and he turns the crowd around on you and calls you the enemy of the people, I mean, you really haven't been demoralized in that sort of fashion, although I think Dom and I mostly just gave the Trumpsters the finger, you know, because we weren't really journalists. We were just, you know, hanging out in the bullpen.
Well, at one time, you could sit down and have a civilized conversation with a Republican. And I think you can with some Republicans. The Three Amigos there have toned it down a little bit, but
yeah, we had many civil conservative callers yesterday. I didn't know what had gotten in the water, Paul. They're all a little short on their Kool-Aid mix.
Yeah, well, but at any rate, you cannot do that with a Trump Republican. It's it's just an amazing thing. Actually, it's kind of spooky, to be quite honest. I know up where my brother lives, you don't see many Biden signs, or you didn't, because people were fearful to put them out. And that's the awful truth of the whole thing. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. Go ahead.
No, Trudy. Appreciate your call, Paul. I was just going to point out, how many Trump signs are still out there? I mean, from 2020. Hell, there's Trump signs from 2016. There's Trump 2024 signs, right? But if we put a Joe Biden sign out, we got to be worried that someone's going to vandalize our sign. They're going to come in our yard and tear it out or destroy it or something of the sort. But these Trump signs have been hanging up all around rural Wisconsin. I suspect where you live as well. The Trump signs, they're all over the place, man. And I don't see and I don't hear a lot of stories about people vandalizing them. You know, we're all tempted, you know, just driving down the highway, you see the big wooden Trump sign, just pull her to the right. You know, but I respect my vehicle more than that. I don't want to damage my vehicle. I don't exactly drive a Ford Dually, you know, getting eight to the gallon. You know, those guys are spending a lot more time in their garage these days, hanging out with Dick. Come back with us. Hang out with the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your opinions always matter here. 844-967-2789.